Kelly, if I were to say setting the bar, what would you say?
I would say is an example of what not to do, or we hope it doesn't happen to you.
This is going to play on some irrational fears, but if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a cockroach stuck inside your body, you're doing okay.
No! Oh, where is it stuck? Why?
So Zane lives in New Zealand. He went swimming. Felt a little sensation of something blocking in his ear. You know, maybe got a little water in his ear or something, you know? So, you know, he used a couple drops, maybe clear it up, fell asleep on the couch later that night. When he woke up, ears still felt blocked. So he was like, man, what the heck?
Did he start, like, you know, get a little Q-tip?
You know, he was
like, digging there a little bit?
Sure, he was like using his pinky, trying to whatever. Yeah. So he went to see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So doctor was like, you know what? Try a hair dryer. Dry up the water inside your ear canal. He was like, all right, sure. Sounds good, Doc. Thank you.
Not on too high of a setting, though.
Right. So, after that, he was like, man, it's still there. So, he decided to go see an ear, nose, throat specialist.
I was going to say, they do have little, like, cameras. You can look.
So, that doctor decided, all right, I'll take a look. That doctor said to Zane, I think you have an insect in your ear.
No! No! No, 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 no.
So Zane is all like, every time she touched it, I just imagined her squishing this bug into my eardrum, so I wasn't the perfect patient. Apparently, it took the doctor about 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And out came a cockroach. And when that happened, Zane felt instant relief. He felt a pop as soon as the doctor pulled it away.
Oh, gosh.
And it still gives him the creeps.
Was it intact, A? Was it alive? It wasn't alive, right?
I can't imagine that it was still alive. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Oh, God.
I know, but...
I can't. I'm having a physical reaction.
I know. The irrational fear of me having bugs get caught in my ears is just triggering the...
I am even closer to sleeping with pantyhose on my head.
I know!
Even closer.
So. So, yeah, I mean, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day without, getting a cockroach stuck inside your body after you go for a little swim, then you're doing okay.
I don't know how you move on from that experience without an intense fear of things crawling in your ear now.
Well, Zane says he has still lingering feelings of disgust and giving him the creeps, and he's got a fumigator coming in on later this week.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably never swim again.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so that's setting the bar.
Oh my God. I feel like things are crawling on me right now.
I know, I understand. On 99.7 DJX.